Track 10, Transreligious Adoption. On the last track, we discussed seeing as the child sees. This included the dealing with adoption issues technique, the imagining gains and losses technique, and the family storybook technique. Do you have a client who is considering internationally adopting an older child? Might religious differences come up? On this track, we will discuss transreligious adoption. This will include the questions to journal technique. As you listen, think of your client. How would you respond to your client in these areas? Although religiously affiliated adoption agencies may try to match the religion regarding the child with that of the parent, in the case of many adoptions of older children, making such a match is often not possible. Valerie, age 29, was Jewish and a single parent to her adopted daughter, Gloria, age 15, who was Hispanic and from South America. Valerie stated, "Gloria was raised by Catholic nuns. When she came to live with me at age 8, she wanted to be Jewish. Gloria went to a synagogue and even wanted to have a bat mitzvah. I was thrilled, and so was my family. Gloria has just now started high school. I became extremely disturbed when Gloria started to wear a cross and go to church with her friends. This was very difficult for me, but I very much wanted to be sensitive to Gloria's needs." I explained to Valerie that part of Gloria's identity might be who she was before she was adopted, and that a piece of this might be her first religion, Catholicism. Here are four questions I have adoptive parents consider regarding adopting a child of a different religion. 1. How do you think your family will react if you adopt a child of another religion? Imagine how your child will feel if her entire family and social network is of the dominant culture. 2. How do you think you will feel when you are in public with your child? How will you handle probing and insensitive questions about your religious differences? 3. How would you extend the notion of your family to include the cultural background from which your child came? How can you contribute to the well-being of that community? Would you be willing to become involved in activities in that community in order to provide your child with a sense of connectedness to that community and with positive role models? 4. Would you expect your child to convert to your faith? What if he or she chooses to practice his or her own faith? Would you feel threatened? Disappointed? How do you think you would handle these feelings? On this track, we have discussed transreligious adoption. This has included the four helpful actions technique and the questions to journal technique. On the next track, we will discuss sleep adjustments. This has included vigilance, sleeping alone, refusal tactics, and night terrors. Question 10. What are some questions an adoptive parent might consider regarding adopting a child of a different religion?